going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Court is in session, people. Court is in session.
It's the court of public opinion.
Copo!
Today. What was that? What was that, TJ?
Copo!
Today we're talking about a listener who wrote in. Their wife passed away from cancer, and his sister wants the wife's clothes. He said he doesn't want to give them to her. The wife, it was her wish that they go to a women's shelter. She was a lawyer. She wants to make sure that they go and help women who need it. Doesn't need to go to the sister. Sister's very upset that he is not giving her the clothing.
You know, as a sister myself, I would kind of like, all you can do in these scenarios, right, is put yourself in their situation. If God forbid something were to happen to my sister and my brother-in-law were like, no, you can't have anything. No, I want my sister's clothes.
But do your sister's wishes count in your equation?
Well,
because that was her wishes. She wants to help out some other people. You got clothes. You're fine.
I know, but that it's, you know, to have the person have that. I remember her wearing it. We have similar taste. You know, I would fit in her stuff and I would think of my sister every time I wore it. So I would kind of want access to the closet first.
I think your sister has clothes that you want now.
No. Maybe she left them because she didn't know anyone wanted them. Maybe my sister didn't know.
All right. You just brought me around, counselor.
That I would have wanted them.
Right.
So, you know, that I would be thinking of her and it would be such a fond memory for me.
As a guy, I love my brothers. There's no clothes they own that I would be like, I really wanted that flannel shirt.
Yeah, I'm really close to my sister though. We're only a year apart. I don't know.
So for you, it's an emotional attachment more than anything else.
Totally
emotional. Like you might not even wear those clothes. They might just be in the closet and you see them and they remind you of her.
For sure. It's absolutely based on emotion.
All right. 252-9233.
Is there any difference that it's his sister? It's not the wife's sister.
But they could have been very close.
I don't know. I don't think that they were. Why would, if he's making that big of a deal that he doesn't want to give him the clothes, I don't think they were that close.
Maybe he's just thinking, well, no, my wife said she wants me to donate them and doesn't think, like Billy said, I would never even think to leave
right.
someone my clothes. I wouldn't even think that anyone would be interested in them.
Texters are chiming in, 252-9233. Somebody says, just go 50-50.
That's what I'm saying.
Maybe you
I'm
pick out the stuff
I
you
need
want,
all
donate the rest.
Clothes, but can I at least look at her stuff first and see what I want? No.
Welcome back to the Bee Morning Coffee Club. It is Friday, and we are in the middle of a rousing edition of Copo.
The Court of Public Opinion. Today we had a listener write in. His wife passed away from cancer. His sister wants the wife's clothes and the husband doesn't want to give them to her. It's like, my wife's wish was that they would go to a women's shelter, that they would help women in need, and you don't need them.
Oh, man. That's just brutal. If somebody requests that they want in memory of someone else, as a sister myself, my sister and I are super close, I would want access to her closet first. I would want to pick out at least a couple special pieces and take as much as I want so I can think of her. And texters, I mean, they're kind of agreeing with me. Others are like, you know, that was her wish. So I'm just going to go right to the source. I got my sister on the phone.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. This is my sister, and I would be devastated. First of all, I would be devastated if anything, God forbid, were to happen to you and your husband, Chris, was like, no, Tam, you can't have her stuff. I would be like, I want my sister's stuff. And if he was like, no, it was Tony's wishes to have us get rid of all of it. I mean, that's part of you, right? So first thing I would do is go to your closet.
You would want my stuff, really? You would really want my stuff.
Wouldn't you want my stuff, Tony?
Oh, boy. I guess.
Do you want her 5,000 sweatshirts that all have paint splatches on them?
Do you want all my painted up jeans? And my ratty?
I want the one that says, I don't like anybody but dogs. I'll take that sweatshirt. What I'll take.
So I guess
something like that.
I guess I'm alone because, like, I would want your access to your stuff first before everything was donated. If there were things that I could wear that every time that I put them on, I thought of my sister. Like, I would want that.
Well, like jewelry, I would imagine would have a special place in your heart. So maybe you would want that bracelet that she wears all the time,
right?
Or that ring that she wore for 20 years.
Yeah,
yeah, that's cool. Clothes, I don't know about. Jewelry and stuff like that. I don't know if I would want your clothes. I don't know.
We have the same taste in clothes. I'm coming after your clothes. You tell Chris right now.
I think I know what's really going on here. Tony, I think she's got her eye on something that you own already, and she wants to make sure that it's willed into her.
All right. She'll just have to let me know what it is. I'll set it aside for her.
Yeah.
There you go.
That in the BMW. Like, I think every time.
It's just going to be too painful for your husband or any of your kids to see that BMW. Just send it to Rochester so that TJ can enjoy it.
Yeah, my daughter would have tabs on that more than likely, but I'll definitely put it in the will.
Thank you. I don't think it's too much to ask.
She's good
think
people.
It's
your
much.
Sister is good people, TJ.
Yeah, she can see how much it's going to mean to me. Don't worry, Tony. I'll leave all my grubby clothes to you.
It's your B Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. Billy, Hope, TJ, and we are in the middle of another round of Copo.
The court of public opinion. We had a listener write in that his wife passed away from cancer. The wife wanted her clothes to go to a women's shelter. His sister thinks that they should go to her and is very upset that he wants to donate them. But the wife wanted to donate them to a women's shelter, help women who are getting up and, you know, could use the support. He's like, you don't need any new clothes.
And I just heard sister, and, you know, I'm so close to mine. I had a visceral response, and we called my sister, and she's like, why do you want my stuff? What are you talking about? So the texter's pointing out, TJ, it's not her sister, it's his sister. And it sounds like his sister just wants the, you know, expensive stuff, maybe the great clothes. Let's donate to the people who need the help. So a lot of texters. At first, they were on my side, but the court of public opinion is now swaying towards, you know, the deceased wife, where give it to the shelter, give it to the people who she wanted to have her clothes.
This whole conversation reminded me of something, and this became like, I don't know if somebody made this up. Supposedly, it's a cultural thing in Sweden. Have you ever heard of Swedish death cleaning?
No.
It sounds horrible, right?
Yeah.
It's basically a concept in the Scandinavian culture where you work on eliminating unnecessary items from your home so loved ones won't be burdened with the task after you pass away.
Yeah.
And so I have a basement full of crap. I have a garage full of crap. And I, about a year ago, just started picking through it. And there's a lot of people who do organization for a living where they're like, your closet, for instance, if you haven't worn it in 2 years, if it's not a suit or like your wedding dress, get rid of it. You're never going to wear it again.
I know, but what if I lose a bunch of weight? And then there it is.
Okay, look at me. Uh-huh. I have a closet full of skinny clothes that I cannot fit into.
I got skinny clothes and I got not skinny clothes. And I don't want to throw away the skinny clothes because then it feels like I've thrown in the towel.
But this whole concept of just cleaning house so that your kids don't have to do that. Because my house, if I drop dead tomorrow and my kids had to clean that house out, there's a lot of just stuff.
Yes.
Nobody's going to want it.
When my meemaw passed away, we're going through cleaning out her house. And there were a lot of things before she passed away we started going through because she was moving. She was already in the process of downsizing. And my dad was like, oh, I want that. Oh, I want that. And I was like, don't make me clean this stuff out twice.
Because that's what's going to happen.
Absolutely. Right.
I was like, can we just clean, get rid of it once? Just keep it moving. So I was like, okay.
When my mom passed away, we kind of split up the jewelry. The stuff that was sentimental. Mm-hmm. Like she wore, back in the day, she worked for this place called Manpower that was like a temp place. And she had a little necklace that they gave her and she loved it. And I love it because she loved it. So we have that now. There's no value to it. It's not taking up, you know, a whole drawer full. But it's just a nice little memento that when I look at it, I go, oh, that's mom.
Yeah, I do. You know, and we think, of course, we don't want to leave our kids with a whole bunch of stuff. And so there's a part of me who's like, yeah, this whole Swedish death cleaning thing, they're on to something over there.
All right, but I'm not getting rid of any of my Star Wars stuff.
But that's what
that's
I'm saying to you.
That's not going anywhere. Nope.
Don't leave it for them.
Nope. It's going with me. Boy, we went down a hole of death here at the Bee Morning Coffee Club this morning. It's Billy, TJ, and Hope. We were just talking about people's stuff and what happens to it after they die. And I'm not talking houses and real estate. We're talking just the everyday stuff. Clothes, kitchen stuff. That led to a conversation about Swedish death cleaning, which is a cultural thing apparently over there in Sweden and Scandinavian culture, where you proactively get rid of the junk in your life so your kids aren't stuck with it. And when my first wife's husband or father passed away, he was in an apartment. So he didn't have a ton of stuff. But we went down, cleaned it out, brought it all back, and it just sat in boxes. I mean, it took up like a quarter of our basement. And I'd say probably 2 years after he passed away, I started going through this stuff. Mm-hmm. And my wife came downstairs. She's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, well, I'm sorting this out. I'm going to give some to Goodwill and, you know, we'll use this. And she's like, don't touch that. She got super defensive, got upset.
That's her dad's stuff.
That's her dad's stuff. And I was looking at it as boxes of forks and pots and pans.
Right.
And she was looking at it as this is my dad's stuff. Mm-hmm. Hands off. So we had a great talk about it, you know.
Pick a few things that you really cherish.
Right.
And then can we get rid of the pots and pans?
Right.
I don't.
They were just gathering dust. We were never going to use them.
Right.
So give them to somebody who could. And, you know, that's the whole point of that Swedish thing is don't burden your kids with this stuff.
Oh.
Well, and then there's the line of, do you donate it or is it okay to throw it away? My friend's grandmother passed away. They're going through cleaning out the house. And her aunt comes by and is like, I have these from your grandmother. You know, I want you to go through and decide what you want to keep. It's her grandmother's socks. Just her socks.
Her used socks?
Her used socks.
Your grandmother wanted to make sure your feet were warm.
Like, there's some things that, you know, it would be okay if it just...
Let it go.
Let it go.